This is the world broadcast of Imam Warif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.
Look at the Hebrew story. In the Hebrew story, Dathan in slavery. Dathan was a slave. But Dathan had jewels, fine clothes, servants, and everything. And he was a slave. Dathan was a slave. This is in Hebrew story, Hebrew history. So what I'm telling you is a white man has fooled you. He got you riding around in your Mercedes and in your Rolls Royce. He got you riding the big cars and showing a big bank roll. And you still ain't nothing but a slave. You're a pampered slave. Why are you a pampered slave? Look at the image of your race. Look at your image of your race in the economic statistics. Look at the image of your race in the moral statistics. Look at the image of your race in the population, of the, in the prison population. Huh? Do I have to go further to show you that you are nowhere? Look at the image of your race in Ambassador Andrew Young. Where is his station now? Where is his dignity now? And he was an ambassador of these United States and wasn't guilty of any crime. And they have thrown that man out and treat him now just like he's a common nigger. Others, they honor if they have gone to that high station. They honor and they treat them differently on television. But look how they treat Andrew Young. You want to see your station? You want to see where you are? Look at your mayor of Chicago. Look at his pitiful situation. And he's the mayor of this city. Legally voted in. But look at his situation there. You tell me you're any better off than Dathan? No. Say, well, Chief, we've talked about this a lot. How are we going to change it? If you ask me that question, you ain't fit to be here. Not after sitting here all this time listening to the great wisdom that Allah has blessed us with. I believe all of us still have that desire to improve upon our worth as a people. I believe none of us want to stay confined in mediocrity. To exit from it, what do we have to do? We have to reject the mind of Showtime society. Don't you know our mind is dominated by Showtime interests? Most of us get money for Showtime. Working like hell, got three jobs. That's right. Working three jobs. He rests during the break. He uses toilet and rests during break. He shaves and everything on the job. Don't you want to have people do that? He showers and shaves and everything on the job. His life ain't nothing but work. What is his goal? Why is he working three jobs? Why is he working more than any creature on earth? The bat sleeps during the day. The man at night. Now, what is this creature now that working 24 hours all around the clock? What's motivating him? What is his object? What does he want? What does he want? He only wants to be seen. So, if we are to rise above this level of mediocrity, we are to get this Showtime spirit out of ourselves. You can't even accept your leader and give him the respect that he deserves because you think he's depriving you of the spotlight. Why does he have to hound the meeting? He's the leader. He already got everything. Yeah, I have got everything that's burdensome. Say he's the national leader. How come he got to come down here and move Imam Qasim? He just got to dominate everything. Got a lot of brothers here can handle this, but he just has to put himself out here on earth. I'm in Chicago. I'm not in New York. I'm not in Washington, D.C. Now, Now, you're a fool not to want the best if the best is in your city. And I'm not bragging. I'm not patting myself on the back. One young fella said he ma'am pats himself on the back. He's another nut. No, but people in the emotional state who haven't graduated above the water level, they have to be talked to like this. If you were batting 1,000 here, I wouldn't be here. I'd be somewhere else, doing something else. Again, let us look to the Quran, for Allah says, بَلْ اتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَمَنْ يَهْدِي مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. He says, nay, but they follow those who oppress themselves. Without knowledge. Without knowledge. Now, what does this mean? Those who oppress themselves, they are oppressors. الَّذِينَ ظَالَمُوا. They are the oppressors. But they follow what? أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. They follow their own motivations. They follow their own inclinations, their own opinions, their own inklings, their own urges, without respecting what Allah, what their Creator wants for them. And in another place in the Quran, Allah says, who is worse than such a person who takes his ahwa, who takes his own motivations or his own impulses for God? When they tell you to follow your own opinion, they are telling you to take your own impulses for your God. They all don't listen to him. Follow your own opinion. You got a mind of your own. Allah says, follow the best. And the intelligent world follows that intelligent kind of reasoning. They don't pick the worst. They try to find the best mind they got, and they put in a position of authority over their country. If it's a science project, they try to find the best one to put over the science project. They look for the best mind. They don't tell them, oh, okay. Well, everybody do his own thing. After all, you all are entitled to your own opinion. They don't practice that kind of crazy philosophy among themselves. But when it comes to the stupid masses, they want to feed you that idea. Don't let no leader come over you. Don't let no leader walk in any man's shadow. Why, hell, I'd rather walk in Prophet Muhammad's shadow. Not only his shadow. If I can't see his shadow, if I can sense, I'll smell his perfume, the must out of perfume that he used. I'd rather walk behind that than to follow this crazy world. But they want to deny the common people leadership. So they feed you all of these charge words that sensitize you, appeal to your weaknesses, appeal to your individual weaknesses, your narrow selfishness. Appeal to that to get you to reject leadership. Say, oh, be your own man. Don't listen to that leader. Don't listen to Wallace. Be your own man. Stupid. They'll call you stupid. Because they know you're stupid. And they want you to react to that word. So they know you're stupid. They wouldn't say that unless they knew that you were stupid. So they say, don't be stupid. Don't follow that man. See, and then you feel embarrassed. You don't want to be stupid. But they knew you were stupid to start with. They wouldn't have spoken to you that way if you weren't stupid. Don't be stupid. Don't follow him. He ain't got no degrees from college or nothing. He's nothing but a demagogue. He want to dictate. The dictator like his father was. They'll tell you stuff like that. Right? You know, some of you been talked to like that. They've tried to get you to stop respecting me. I know they have. Yeah. Because they want to deny the common people leadership. As long as you turn down good leadership, they know you ain't going to have no strength. Because in order to collect your strength, you have to have good leadership. Then under good leadership, you can select your strands and protect your interests. All right. Let's go on. Says, so they are the oppressors, they oppress, and they make their own desires. They follow their own desires. They oppress, they are the oppressors, are those who oppress, follow their own desires. And who follow their own desires without knowledge. Be ready in without knowledge. What knowledge? Without insight, without divine guidance that gives human beings insight, correct insight. So they don't have that, although they have their empiricism or their empirical methods. They're still dumbbells following their own desires, their own impulses, if they are not grounded in wisdom, the revealed knowledge. Then it says, then who can guide one that Allah leaves astray? What is it telling us? One expression telling us two important things. That once an individual makes his own spirit his guide, then Allah leaves him. Allah lets him go on his own. Allah doesn't protect him no longer. So Allah going to let him now, he going to meet his consequences. Allah going to let him meet the due consequences. So Allah says now, if Allah cut himself off from a person, who can now guide that person? No. So don't think I'm trying to convert all of you. No. I'm just trying to make sure that I give you as much as I can. And after I finish, if nothing but one or none. That's Allah's will. I have no power over that. Yeah. So whoever go out here and call me, you can call me a dog. You can say, man, you ain't, you'll go to hell. You dumb sucker, you. You think that's going to hurt me? No. It ain't going to hurt me. You can't hurt me by attacking me. No, indeed. Because I live for Allah, not you. So there will be none, there will be no one to help them. Not only will they be left without a guide, but there will be no one to bring them to establishment or to victory. Then the next verse says, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلْدِينِ فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلْدِينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ Says in English, therefore, now after understanding that, what you talk about in English, then it says, therefore, establish yourself upright for the religion that is pure and upright. The original way established by Allah, upon which He patterned man. You will find no change in the created pattern of Allah. That is the right religion. That is the right religion. Says, walakin. But, akthar an-nasi, the majority of the people, they do not understand. See, the insights that we have brought, being brought today, from the wisdom, the Quran, and from this divine word, the majority of the people don't have that. Not only are they without that, majority of people don't even have a sensitivity that will enable God to grace them with that. So it is telling the believers who are sincere at heart, so don't now be deluded and think that, don't get all overjoyed and think that now when you share this with others, they're going to be overjoyed. Majority of the people, they are not even in tune. They're not tuned to be appreciative. So don't despair if you find them not being moved. But this is the knowledge that you need in order to progress, equal, and excel others for the improvement of the lot of man. Praise be to Allah. So it says, so set thy purpose for religion in the right state. the nature upright, the nature formed by Allah, in which he has created man. There is no altering the laws of Allah or the laws of Allah's creation. That is the right religion, but most men know it not. And the next verse says, and be careful of your duty unto him, of Allah, to Allah. And establish worship. And be not of those who ascribe partners with God. And the next verse says, of those who split up their religion and became schismatic, or became sects, parties separate from each other. Each sect exalting in its own text. See how this is connected? See how the verses are connected? If you don't have the right faith or the right position of mind, spirit and mind, if your spirit is wrong, your mind, your thinking is going to be wrong. And if that's wrong, then you are going to fall under your own influences. And your own influences are going to dominate you to the extent that you're going to glorify in your own attributes. And what's that going to do to you? That's going to make you then disrespect God. And you'll start making associations with God. Why? Because you want to take authority from divine authority. And if you can break up the divine concept, then you can get some authority by breaking up the divine authority. If you can do that. Right? So you want to strive partners with God. And once you've done that, then you get your own little clique. You got your own little cult of wise folks. Right? And each little cult go off boasting in its own science. Divide, destroy the unity of man and society. So that's what God is telling us. And what has done this? It starts with that arrogance of mind. Arrogance of intellect. Where you think a creature is naturally evolving and there's no superior force responsible for it. It's just nature expressing itself. And since it's nature expressing yourself, then you make yourself the God after you think you become wiser than everybody else. And you make yourself the God. The world is much better off when it had a God that was above human beings than it was when it accepted a God that was human. Yeah. When it started accepting human gods, that's when slavery came. Pharaoh was a human god, false god, human being, slavery under him. The image of a man on the cross, they say Jesus, a lie. It's not Jesus. What they say is Jesus. They give us a human blood, flesh and blood man on a cross and tell us that's God manifest. Under that image has come the worst form of slavery in the history of man. So you show me man as God, and I can show you the worst treatment to man under man God. That's history. Don't argue with me. That's science. Okay. No room for argument. Prophet Muhammad came against that idea. And under Prophet Muhammad, that was the greatest degree of freedom. The greatest degree of human freedom. The greatest degree of human respect. Greatest degree of human dignity under Prophet Muhammad. And he was the one who attacked the idea of man God. This is history. Facts of history. The Jews, the Christians, they both say that they had the most shining page of history of different religious people living and thriving together is that page of history that lasts for almost 7 centuries. In fact, for 7 centuries. Insane. Both Jews and Christians report this as well as Muslims. Where they were for 700 years under Muslim rule. Do you know America is only 200 years old? And I'm talking about a rule of Muslims that lasts 700 years. More than 3 times older than the life of the United States. And they say for 700 years, historians, for 700 years, Christian community, Jewish community, Muslim community, thrived under Islamic rule. Says that when the Islamic rule ended there, because of the empires all over, coming against the Muslim rule with firepower that they had discovered from China. Firepower put them into material superiority over the other nations. And with firepower, they gained dominance over the other nations. Along with a lot of other power that they had too. A lot of other cunning. In other words, the cunning of the Satan, the beast. And cruel dominance of man gave them dominance in time over the human society that were existing before they came up. This is nothing but history. In fact, you can argue it if you want. I don't have time to argue with it. All right. Okay. Now, if they say that, where can we find 700 rules under any other religion? Like that. Nowhere. I believe I'm on the last, yes, you're on the last page. It won't be long now. So, dear beloved people, now we come back to the central world, the human world, that is to be respected, is to be understood, appreciated for its knowledge and its value, and then it is to conform to the whole. The whole, the unity. In other words, the individual is to see his worth in the whole concept of society or the global community. And then work to attain high levels of excellence, not for selfish reasons, but for the good of the whole. And I think what we are going to present now will also be helpful to us in pursuing that and obtaining that. Progressive levels of concern. We have form. Form has structure. If it has substance. Substance. Without substance, we can't structure, we have to contain the thing, right? Water, we don't say water has substance. Water might have substance in it, but water as itself, is it substance? No, we don't consider it substance. We say substance was put in the water, right? You've heard the expression. Substance was put into the water. All right. So we find that there are certain restrictions when we're talking about substance, especially with regard to water. Okay. So when we're talking about substance, we're talking about structural material, a material that can conform to structure, right? And the solid masses, they are the structures, aren't they? The solid masses are the structures. But after we have structure, it doesn't mean that we have mobility. For the mountain has structure, but it doesn't go anywhere until there's a volcano or an earthquake or something. But we find the organic matter has structure and mobility. How does it have mobility? Because it has life. And what is it? Water. Right? Yes. There's water with matter. Substance and water working together. So there's mobility. There's movement and structure. All right. There's movement for it. Now, we come now to effort or initiative. There might be mobility, but doesn't mean that there's effort or initiative. When we talk about effort and initiative, we are suggesting consciousness, aren't we? Yes. A plant that's growing, you don't say it grows by its effort. It grows by photosynthesis or whatever, right? Yes. But we speak of animals and human beings, and animal life, as moving upon their initiative. They receive a stimulus. And they sense of danger or sense of good, respond but upon their effort or initiative. Then after effort and initiative suggests free movement, doesn't it? Free movement. So if you're going to have free movement, what do you need behind that? You need an order. Free movement has to be regulated. You have to conform to some kind of order.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.